This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
In Russia, they call this Siloviki, the national security leadership that secretly spies on the entire citizenry of Russia. And here we are in the United States with our own Siloviki underneath President Obama. Let me tell you something that I know for a fact. This informant, this person that they tried to plant into the campaign and even into the administration, if you believe Axios, he's not the only person that came at the campaign. And the FBI is not the only Obama agency that came at the campaign. I know because they came at me. And I'm looking for clearance from my attorney to reveal this to the public. This is just the beginning. And I'll tell you, when we finally find out the truth about this, Director Clapper and the rest of them are going to be wearing some orange suits.
You just heard Michael Caputo break that down. I was thinking about this morning, and it gave me a headache because there are so many known FBI, Democratic Party, George Soros Foundation, Defense Intelligence, CIA, globalist operatives who were openly surveilling Trump when he was a candidate, when he was the nominee, when he was the president-elect, and even once he was president. First, we're never spying on you. We're monitoring your digital transmissions, not wiretapping. That's an old term. So technically, we're not wiretapping. We're just intercepting everything you do illegally. We always said we didn't have moles inside the campaign. We had informants for your own safety, run by Hillary Clinton, and run by Strzok, and run by McCabe, and run by Mueller, and all the rest of these people. They've all testified before Congress. There was no surveillance, and now they've been caught lying. This is so sensational.
And it's been reported that this dossier was all dressed up by the FBI, taken to the FISA court, and presented as a legitimate intelligence document, that it became the basis for granting a warrant to spy on Americans.
Congressman, our staffs have been having extensive interaction with both intelligence committees on our interaction with the FISA court, and I think that's the appropriate setting for those questions.
Here's what I think, Director Ray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets.
It's so incredible that we are at this point, and the media is desperately trying to cover it up, desperately trying to not give it any coverage, because they've all told you on late night comedy and on all the fake dinosaur media and all the fake news that there is no spying on the campaign because it dwarfs Watergate by magnitudes.
All right, let's just call it Crossfire Hurricane.
Great, classic Stones. Mick Jagger, you're a bad boy.
You know, Keith was the driving force behind that band, right?
Oh, we're just discounting Brian Jones here? Come on, the guy can play the zither.
You know, the focus here, and as it was with the intelligence community, is not on the campaign per se, but what the Russians were doing to try to instantiate themselves in the campaign or to influence or leverage it. So if there was someone that was observing that sort of thing, well, that's a good thing.
At the end of the day, the big, fat, rotting, stinking, bloated, demonic whale that is the New World Order is going down, down, down to David Jones's locker. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Ah, yes. Welcome. Thank you again, Alex Jones and InfoWars, for allowing me to sit here and blather on about what's going on in the world. Oh, my God. You try to keep your finger on the pulse, and you realize this whole thing is flatlining. The pulse of society is in a ventricular tachycardia. It's a disaster. There are people that I don't think they have the ability to comprehend simple speech. If they read something, they're reading comprehension. I remember that as a kid. Reading comprehension. You had to read things really quickly and then take a test to see if you could comprehend. Because it doesn't matter how fast information's flying into your head. If you can't disseminate it and understand it, it's useless. But there seems to be people that just are mental patients. Some of this stuff is so obvious. Look, perspective. Things have to be put into perspective. Let's take an example here. A lot of people call things conspiracy theories. They say, that's outrageous to even believe something like that. That's a conspiracy theory. And a lot of these things that are labeled conspiracy theories, they can be tossed around and have various, you can have various opinions on them and whatnot. But in the end, there seems to be a logical explanation for certain things. They are lumping things into the category of conspiracy theories these days that have facts to back them up. There's no debating something. Right now, I am addressing the fact that the FBI had operatives in the Trump campaign during the last presidential election. There were operatives in there. And now what their mission was seems to be up for debate, but again, I think we could pretty much figure out what was going on if the Obama administration was behind Hillary's attempt to be elected president, which they were. We know that that Barack Obama wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. He campaigned for her, and his administration. His FBI, his Department of Justice, decides to put an operative, at least one, perhaps two or more, into the Trump campaign. And then here, which, by the way, is insane to even think of. This is so crazy. And believe me, if it had been the other way around and you found out that President Bush had put people into Obama's campaign, it just would have been, there would have been firing squads. It would have been insane. But we're looking at this. Operatives were put into the campaign. And now here's the excuse that I'm hearing. Well, it was for his protection. Can anyone really grasp that? They're not even denying it at this point. They're not even denying it. They were spying on Trump's campaign to protect Trump from these evil Russians. The Russians are obviously trying to interfere with the election. The FBI and Obama and everybody else involved, they decide to put operatives in the Trump campaign to protect the Trump campaign and Donald Trump from being compromised by these horrible Russians. Oh, by the way, we didn't tell Donald Trump about it. We didn't tell him about it. Was the same amazing courtesy and thoughtfulness by Obama and the FBI given to Hillary Clinton? Was Hillary Clinton's campaign? Were spies put in there, too, to protect her? Because if I was Hillary, oh, would I be so mad that her own people, the Democratic Party, her own people, wouldn't give her that amazing courtesy and protection that they gave Donald Trump by embedding spies in his campaign. If you think for a second that the Obama administration didn't put spies in Donald Trump's campaign to set him up for a accusation of Russian collusion and to just keep an eye on what he was doing and feed that information to the Hillary Clinton campaign, you're out of your mind. You're a mental patient. You're delusional. Or you know that this is going on and you're willing to accept it. I actually have more respect for that person because at least there's a thought process going on. At least you're thinking, well, you know what? I would have liked Hillary to win. And if they had a spy in there and it was, I would hope that would work out. The worst thing to think is that people are so stupid and so naive that they actually believe when they hear that the FBI put people in Trump's campaign to protect him and help him. I mean, honestly, it's embarrassing. Not to mention unbelievably corrupt and criminal. I cannot wait because they are having a closed-door security meeting with members of the Republican Congress, and they're going over a lot of this information as to why the whys, hows, and whos of these people being put into Donald Trump's campaign. And I can't wait to hear from some of these people that are in this meeting as to what happened. What happened? Why? And it all boils down to this. Again, this stuff is so obvious. Who's not seeing it? Or who's choosing not to see it? This all is coming to the surface because of one thing. Donald Trump winning the election. This was never, ever supposed to see the light of day. Hillary Clinton was a shoe-in, a lock to win the presidency. This monkey wrench, Donald Trump, comes winging into the machine and screws up everything. And people are sitting there going, wait, we set him up to be in collusion with the Russians. We're the ones that put people in his campaign to have meetings, to make it look like he was doing this. And if push came to shove, we could then release some of this collusion stuff and hurt him and discredit him and make him look like he was working with the Russians. And Hillary was supposed to win, and this was never supposed to see the light of day. Oops. Then the American people spoke. Donald Trump wins, and now they are losing their minds. Did you see when this really started coming around about we've been hearing about this for a long time. No one's acknowledged it, though. But real proof of this has come out very recently. And have you noticed the change in tone and even the people that are commenting that weren't saying a word? Donald Trump was tweeting about the the Mueller investigation. He's been very vocal about things, but you never heard from a lot of the players involved now. And all of a sudden, they're coming out of the woodwork and starting to comment on this. Circle the wagons. They're scared because this is not going to go away. And a political cover-up is something that rarely stays covered up. You want to talk about Watergate and Nixon? This is insanity. Oh, what's that music? Yeah, you want to talk about Nixon and Watergate? It's a lot worse than that. And it's the cover-up. And I believe this also goes right to the top. Barack Hussein Obama will be brought on the carpet for this one. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Kumi in at Infowars.com. Stay right there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, and how you doing, everybody? I want to talk about this Donald Trump canceling his summit with Kim Jong-un. Because his open hostility and tremendous anger after North Korea insults Mike Pence. Well, now, of course, you're going to get a lot of people on the left and the usual suspects, Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, saying that this, again, everything Trump does is terrible. It's an abomination to man and horrible for the country. This, of course, was supposed to be the great meeting in Singapore where Kim Jong-un was going to promise to dismantle his nuclear arsenal and we were going to have a nuclear-free Korean Peninsula, perhaps even ending, having a true end to the Korean War. But Trump decided to cancel this after Kim Jong-un has been of late having getting a little lippy. He's getting a little lippy lately, and I think he's forgetting who he's dealing with. This isn't Obama. This isn't George Bush, either one of them. This isn't Bill Clinton. This isn't any of the past presidents who have appeased this regime for decades upon decades. Where the look and the perception that you were making headway with North Korea was actually better than really doing something. Because that's what got votes. That's what got you the ability to go out there and lie about your achievements you have made with North Korea. This proves, again, that Donald Trump isn't one to just make a deal because it looks good for him. He wants to make deals that are good for this country. Let's take a look at the Iranian deal with the wonderful Barack Obama and his cuckold Secretary of State, Kerry. We saw a horrible deal made just so they were able to say, we made a deal. That's politics. Those are politicians, not Donald Trump. Politicians will make a deal and then say, well, we made a deal with Iran. They won't have a nuclear arsenal. It's going to be great. And we pat ourselves on the back for it. And meanwhile, it's not a good deal. It's terrible. But they're running for office because that's all they ever want to do is do things or make a perception that they're doing things that will then get them votes. So Donald Trump says he's going to sit down and talk with Kim Jong-un about the nuclear problem in the peninsula and perhaps ending the war and getting North Korea up to speed with this century. His people over there are starving. They don't have proper medical attention. It's just a disaster over there. And here's a chance to actually get in. He's got an opening here to get in with the rest of the world, perhaps trade with the rest of the world, and become economically viable and actually support your people. But he started mouthing off about Pence, and lately he's kind of making it seem like he doesn't want us to hold any military exercises with South Korea, which we've been doing, obviously, for decades. So Donald Trump decides, you know what? No, it's off. Not doing it. Which now leaves the ball firmly in North Korea's court as to what they do next. Does Kim Jong-un think that, hey, wow, I kind of blew my shot at maybe having a little bit of interaction with the rest of the globe? And does he come back to the table now and say, I'm sorry? or just something to get back in the good graces of Donald Trump. But Donald Trump gets criticized for this. He's a president that's actually willing to change his tactics, to look at something and go, well, that was okay yesterday, but because of the events of today, now it's not good. So we're going to change that. Instead of a politician, which God forbid you change your take on something, even if something happens, that means you should change your tactics on it. But they will just forge ahead like they did with that Iranian deal. They will forge ahead just so they could say they made a deal. So I respect what Donald Trump did in this instance, because you don't want to seem weak. And what the liberals and Democrats, progressives, whatever, what they don't seem to understand, what they just can't grasp. He's done this so many times. His actions that he takes to get something done are never this one event thing. It's not like, oh, I want to do this. Bam, there it is. He does things in steps. It's an amazing bargaining tactic that he uses and has used his whole life, if you've read Art of the Deal. So let's say he's got five steps to get to his final goal of what he wants done. By the first step, they're already trouncing on him about what he's doing. What? Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he wrote? Did you read what he wrote? Did you see what he did? Like, it's terrible. Not realizing that that's the first of four other things that he's got lined up to get to that final end goal on something. They just don't say, and he does it time and time again, and they just want to crap all over everything he does. He's a negotiator. He's a businessman. He was never a politician. So what you're seeing is somebody that is the president of the United States working the office like a business and like a businessman would. And what are we seeing? Results. By the way, you got to search for those results because you won't see it on mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC. They will not show the results. The lowest unemployment. Overall, the lowest unemployment now, the April numbers came out since 2000. Minority unemployment, all-time lows. ISIS decimated, working on North Korea. MS-13, border security, law enforcement support, the military, building back up our military to a respectable level, veteran care. Like, all of these things are the good things. And whenever I'm asked on Twitter to bring these things up, they're ignored. And all I get is emo. I get emotion. I get feels from people. Well, he said this. Oh, he meant that. It was very insulting. I don't care. Trump is like an old school president, like Teddy Roosevelt. One of those guys I'll just shoot from the hip. And it's refreshing that every word out of his mouth isn't some honed and calculated sentence so that the polls will be affected properly. It's embarrassing that you still see politicians in the light of what Trump has done. Because, boy, they're going to have a hard time convincing us in that political person speech after we've seen somebody actually speaking to us like a human being. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Memorial Day blowout special, free shipping, and up to 50% off all your favorite products to help celebrate Memorial Day. We're dropping the prices to unprecedented levels on new and old favorite products. Now's the time to take advantage of these incredible low prices on fan favorite supplements, gear, and more with free shipping while supporting the InfoWar X2 Bio True Selenium. The combo 50% off with free shipping. Brain Force Plus 50% off, free shipping. The Real Red Pill. Plus the Real Red Pill plus 50% off with free shipping. Silver Bullet 50% off, free shipping. Alpha Power 50% off, free shipping. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, wow, 50% off, free shipping. DNA Force Plus 50% off, again, free shipping. Floralife products 50% off, guess what, free shipping. InfoWars Life Select 1 year, 6 months, 3 month food supplies, 50% off, free shipping. Immune Wall, 50% off, free shipping. And Pollen Block, 50% off. Yes, with free shipping also, of course, of course. InfoWars. I love it. We're back. Anthony Cumia in at InfoWars.com. Boy, you know, if you've watched me on this very program, you know how much I love Hollywood. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hollywood. Lunatics, mental patients. They are losing their minds, and on a daily basis, When I see what's going on out there in Hollywood, I laugh my ass off. It's hilarious to watch them. I've used lose their minds a lot during my life. It was kind of, it's always been a funny thing to say, like, ah, a person's losing their mind. Oh my God. Oh my dad. Oh my God. He got so mad. I took the car out. He was losing his mind. And we use it as kind of an exaggerated thing. Quite literally, they are losing their minds. And I couldn't be happier. I get into little Twitter arguments with some of the best of Hollywood. There's a Cher. Last night I had a little exchange with the wonderful Cher about Donald Trump and politics and whatnot. And then there's Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro is now, he's lost his mind so much that he is saying he's banning Donald Trump from his restaurants. No longer will Donald Trump be able to walk in, take a seat at one of Robert De Niro's restaurants, sit down and have a meal. Do you think Donald Trump would want to sit in one of his restaurants and support this idiot? What a shame. What an amazing career Robert De Niro has had. And now it's just been tainted by, first of all, by just horrible movies. This is the guy we watched in The Godfather Part 2. And, of course, Goodfellas and Casino, Raging Bull. These just amazing Taxi Driver. Amazing films, iconic American classics, and now he's a doddering fool who, look at just an amazing movie, Taxi Driver, and then you realize, he's an idiot, he's mentally ill, and that's what we're seeing from the Hollywood left. So he's saying Trump is no longer allowed in Nobu. You think that bothers Donald Trump? Do you think Donald Trump is like, oh, boy, I was just going to take Melania there tomorrow night. I've got to make new reservations. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And these are the guys like he's like, I'll punch him in the face. He's a mutt. And. The first ones to want to inflict some type of physical violence upon Donald Trump or anyone that supports him are the progressive, inclusive, tolerant liberal left. We just saw Tommy Lernan get water thrown on her at a restaurant the other day, just based on nothing but her political ideology, her right as an American to have an opinion on politics here in this country and exercise her freedom of speech in this country. And what is it met with by the tolerant left? Yelling and water being thrown at her in a public restaurant. That is the tolerant, liberal, progressive left. The same ones that don't allow any conservative speech on their college campuses. The same left that embraces revisionist history. That's what we're talking about. And it all comes down to the fact that they're losing their minds. One of my favorites of all time is Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell is out of her mind. The second Donald Trump called her a fat pig on national television during one of the most viewed debates in American history, I think that might have gotten to her. And since then, she has lost her mind. there she is. What's that, a glamour shot? I've never seen her look better. So every day on Twitter, I've been through three Twitter accounts now. I'm on my third Twitter account because I keep getting suspended for just speaking openly and honestly. I don't use racial epithets. I don't use epithets against the gay community. None of that. I get kicked off because I'm voicing my political opinion. And some people don't like it, and I get kicked off, and I have to make a new account. And I've done that. This is my third account. So it's never good. You got to rebuild followers and whatnot, and it's a big pain. But the one good thing, every time I get blocked by Rosie with one of those accounts and I have to get a new account, I get to see Rosie's Twitter feed. And it is a joy to watch her slowly lose her mind. You know what she's doing now in between tweeting bizarrely inaccurate things about Donald Trump and the idea, the delusion she has of him in an orange jumpsuit behind bars. She really thinks Donald Trump's going to prison. It's completely insane, but she believes it. And in between these wandering, rambling Twitter posts, she paints. She paints pictures of Donald Trump. They're terribly done. They honestly look like a third grader's art project. And she talks about how he's not her president, and he stole the election, and he's a criminal. All of her wonderful painting. Look at this illegitimate. Look at this painting. And then you realize, I was looking at some of these today, and I go, oh, this is what they do in mental institutions. They sit the people down, they drug them out of their minds, and then they paint so they could just remain calm. All right, Rosie, why don't you paint another one of your daddy? I mean Donald Trump. Look, she's out of her mind. This is every day. This is her new life, because it has been acknowledged by the entertainment community that she is entertainment kryptonite. She now just paints pictures like a mental patient in her home while watching her adopted kids run away from her. That's what her insane life consists of. Take a hint from Bob Ross. That was a guy that knew how to chill, mellow out, and do some painting. Not rambling Rosie O'Donnell. And Jim Carrey's another one. Like mental patients, they sit there and paint. They paint about daddy. Donald Trump, their daddy. That's what it all boils down to. It's a daddy issue. We'll be right back.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines.
NS takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumen-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumen-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Hey, everybody. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com. There's so much insanity and misinformation and just it really looks like a mess out there. And we get to see it all on video. We get to see it on right here on Infowars, MyPlace, CompoundMedia.com, and YouTube and Live Leak and all these places. You get to see videos of people with a complete lack of understanding of how to react during encounters with law enforcement. This is something that I can never get enough of watching because I'm amazed by it. I'm stunned. I have been around on this mortal coil for long enough to remember when I was a young man and would get pulled over by a police officer. There was a way you acted, and that was it. And it didn't matter what color you were, how old you were. Nothing mattered. The lights came on behind you, and whatever your personality was or whatever, you went into cop is pulling me over mode. 10 and 2, made sure the seatbelt was on, got all your stuff together, pull over, yes sir, no sir. You wanted to get through this experience as quickly as possible with as little damage as possible. And by damage, I mean tickets, you know, that kind of damage. There was never, never an inkling of resisting what the cop was asking you. It just didn't happen. Well, nowadays, and I firmly put most of the blame on the media and our last president, Obama. Obama perpetuated this false narrative that the police are out there hunting young black men, hunting them. That's what they do. They hunt them down, and that they're never going to get a fair shake, and that everyone that has a young black man, male child, has to have a talk with them about the police and how horrible they are and all. So I watch a lot of these videos, and what I see are people with a complete lack of understanding of what they should do during a traffic stop. Everyone becomes a car window attorney. Once that window goes down a little bit, you put your little plaque up that you're, you know, Tyrone Smith Esquire, and you're practicing law now. Now you're practicing law out of your Toyota Celica. I don't know where this comes from. And I have read things after you watch a video and you see people resisting lawful orders from the police. And they wind up turning something as simple as a taillight, a blinker, running a stop sign. They parlay that into a physical altercation and an arrest. Something that could be handled in minutes, very peacefully. And it gets turned into a disaster. And I watch why. I like watching and saying, what seems to be the problem here? Well, the problem is people have been misinformed as to what their rights are and aren't during a traffic stop. Lately, I've been noticing this one. People race home. That seems to be it. There's this impression that it's a game. And if you get to home base, the cop isn't allowed to tag you anymore. It's done. So you'll get the police officer trying to pull someone out of the car. I saw a video recently with this one. Pulling a guy out of the car. And he's like, no, I'm home, thinking that means anything. It doesn't. A cop can absolutely pull you out of your car right there in your driveway. As a matter of fact, he doesn't want you running into your house because he doesn't know what you had on you that you might get rid of, what's in the house that you might pick up, or who else is in the house that might now outnumber him out there waiting in the driveway. So a police officer will give you a lawful order to stop, either stay in your car or get out of your car. And when he tries to put the handcuffs on you, he does not need to explain why you're being detained at that moment. Everyone also thinks that this is an amazing thing I see. Their friends must tell them this and they take it as gospel. That a police officer has to tell you why you're being arrested right there before they put the cuffs on. Before the cop puts the cuffs on, they think he has to tell you why you're being arrested. And if he doesn't, you have the right to resist arrest. Yeah, this clip was a great one. This guy got pulled over in front of his house by the cop for I believe it was a taillight problem. He went to get out of the car. Since he's in the driveway, the cop ordered him to stay in the vehicle. He would not stay in the vehicle. He's yelling at him to get back in. This is before the video takes place. The cop then assesses the situation, looks, and then asks him to get out of the vehicle. And the comments I read were, well, they're asking him to stay in, get out. What do they want him to do? You know what they want him to do? Whatever the hell he's asking at that moment. And when he's asking him to get out of the vehicle, that's when he should have gotten out of it. There's no winning resisting the cops when you're being pulled over. And like I said, a lot of these simple stops, they're nothing, lead to physical altercations and arrests. Don't think you're a lawyer. Don't think you know your rights. Don't think once you get home, you're safe. It doesn't work like that. And when the cop gives you a lawful order, you have to obey it. If he's going to arrest you, he doesn't have to tell you why he's arresting you at that moment. He doesn't have to read you your rights while he arrests you. If he's cuffing you, it doesn't necessarily mean you're under arrest. He could detain you at that time. These are all things they don't seem to have any concept of when you see these videos. It's crazy. I don't know where these people got this impression. I guess Twitter. I guess being emboldened by Barack Obama. saying that the police are out there hunting young black men, and what we've seen in Ferguson over the years, and his take on that. I mean, law enforcement, it's a tough job, man. And what we've also seen, another thing, thank God the liberals and the black community have begged for police cameras, for body cams. Thank God this happened. Because I don't know what anyone was thinking. I thought they thought they were going to catch this amazing corruption of the police department and abuse going on and harassment. And what they're seeing is a lot of people are full of crap about what has happened to them during the course of a traffic stop. We've had a couple of these stories. Despicable, slanderous, and false. Body cam video reveals woman lied about being raped by a cop who pulled her over for DUI, and even her lawyer now apologizes for any trouble these claims might have caused. This was an attempt to destroy a cop's life. Destroy it. And the only thing that saved him was an hour, almost 2 hour long body cam video that showed he did nothing but act professional during that stop and never tried to reach under her skirt, tell her that if she had sex with him, that he would let her off the hook. All this stuff that she alleges is false. And we're seeing a lot of these. There was another one that a woman from a TV show, can't remember which one it is, she said that her son was racially profiled and harassed during a traffic stop. You couldn't have been nicer. The officer could not have been nicer. Spelt out what was going on, gave the man a citation, went back to his vehicle, traffic stop over. We're seeing a lot of these accusations coming about that are absolutely false. And this isn't something like this happens and then you could start a GoFundMe, or you're a pastor in a church so you get a better, bigger following, which means more money. You're destroying a man's life. You are getting him death threats, by the way. I guess Talcum X, what's his name? Sean King. Sean King, we call him Talcum X. He's the white guy that says he's a black guy. He went on and put out the names of a police officer, put out the name of a police officer that did nothing wrong. It was this false rape allegation. And he put out the officer's name. He started getting death threats. And then it's proven false, and it just goes away. Just nothing's done about it, that they were trying to ruin a man. And this needs to be criminal. People need to be held responsible for attempting to destroy people's lives with these false allegations. Thank God for police body cams. Thank God for them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to InfoWars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia. Catch me on CompoundMedia.com. See you next time here on InfoWars. Thanks, Alex.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute